Today's podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Greg, what did you think when you heard you were playing Nebraska?
I kind of had a thought that that's who we would play, Tom, so I wasn't surprised. I was kind of happy because we started breaking them down, and I know our young coaches would have been really, really angry at me because I kind of took a bet and started our film breakdowns last week. Had I been wrong, I'm sure they would not be excited to start a new opponent on Sunday. But now it's all good and got a lot of work to do.
One follow on that is, nowhere any chance, possibility of playing this week?
We're going to have to wait and see. He's working his tail off with treatment and everything else. And I know he'd love to. Obviously, it's where he's from. It's where he went to school. So it'll be a later in the week to a game time decision for sure.
We'll go to Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Greg, as a follow-up, what did you think of the hit when Noah was on the ground? BTN kind of made a big deal out of the extra twist from number 55. Is that something that you thought was dirty, and was that something that you could take up with the Big Ten?
You know, Keith, I'm just so proud of the way our guys played. They just kept chopping the entire day. They didn't get let anything take them off. We certainly didn't play a clean game. You know, we had a lot of mistakes, and but the one thing our team did is they just kept going back to the spot. Just keep chopping right there. Just keep going. And there was a lot of things that could have got them off their chop, and I'm proud that they didn't allow that. And that's a step for us. We just got to keep getting better at that, because you need that kind of mental toughness to be able to continue through. And there was several times that they could have gone the other way and they didn't. So we need to build on that for sure.
Chris Eisman with Gannett.
Hey, Greg, how strange is this week now? You've got obviously signing day Wednesday. You've got a game now on Friday. I mean, how tough is this, and what kind of adjustments do you guys need to make?
Yeah, it's different, Chris. And then more than any of that, we're in final exams. You know, we start final exams on Tuesday, and they go all the way through to the following Tuesday. So, I was really proud earlier in the month when we announced we broke, a record here at Rutgers with 40 guys on the academic All Big Ten team. And it's important to these guys, really important. And this is going to be tough. You know, we play on Friday. We have guys that have final exams on Friday. So you talk about uncharted territory. This is for sure uncharted territory. Optimally, we would have, if we could have had it the way we would want, we'd have played on Saturday. But, that's the way it goes. We got to figure out a way to create a plan and then execute that plan with all things being involved. And as you mentioned, there's signing day, there's a short week, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Next question to James Cratch, NJ.com.
Greg, we've talked so much about how this has been a grueling season. This is the last game on your schedule. So if you're invited to a bowl game, have you and the program decided if you'll accept the invitation and keep playing?
You know what? I haven't gone there, Cratch. I mean, I obviously I'm not living in a bunker. I understand that that's something that might be out there. But to me, this Nebraska game is everything. We have a chance to win 4 Big Ten games. That hasn't been done here ever. I think I'm right on that. So we're shooting for something that is not been done at Rutgers. And as you mentioned, to do it in a situation where you play 9 straight and to do it in a situation where you didn't have kind of any non-conference to work out the kinks, I think everyone in our program understands this is a chance to do something special. It's not, we're not talking about hoisting the trophy, but we are talking about doing something that's never been done here before. And those are all steps that we'd like to take. And it's gonna take every single bit of effort, experience, wisdom, whatever you wanna call it. Because we came out of that game, it was a very physical game. As you could see, I told you after the game, I've never been out on the field that many times as a head coach to check on injured players. So, just, what your first part of the question, right? 9 straight weeks. it's taking its toll. We're going to have to muster it up here.
Bruce Beck, NBC.
Hey, Greg, the season's far from over. There's plenty of time to evaluate when it's all done. But my question to you is, do you get feedback from Rutgers Nation, and especially after a game like last week, and does it mean something to you as you continue to build this program, especially if those are positive words that you're getting from a variety of people?
You know, I do hear from the people that I hear from are people that are really deeply invested in Rutgers football and in Rutgers as a university. And those people we value a great deal because some of them are the same people that invested in Rutgers football my first go around here. So I'm so grateful to them. And I take joy in hearing their excitement. You know, it's been a while since I think they've had that feeling. And it's good to see them excited again. Now, you're always 6 days away from letting them down, and I don't want to do that. So that's why, like, when people ask, have you thought of this, have you thought of that, I mean, certainly it crosses my mind. But I also have done this long enough to know when you allow yourself to get distracted, it's 10 minutes here, it's 15 minutes here, it's 20 minutes here. Well, number one, we're in a short week. But even if it was a regular week, it's not like there's a lot of spare time in a regular week. So I don't know why I think I'm good enough to all of a sudden change my schedule by 2-3 hours and then still have the desired result. So, you know, when I was younger, I kind of thought I could do that and still do it all. I know now I can't. Some coaches can. They're brighter than I am or whatever you want to call it. But I know how it works for me and my staff, and that's what we're trying to do.
Bobby Darin, 24/7.
Coach, you mentioned some bumps and bruises. How is Fatu Kasi and Brendan White? And are you expecting, you know, a good amount of guys to be out for this game?
Well, I hope not. But certainly when you're bumped up coming out of a game and coming out of, you know, 8 consecutive games, at some point people's bodies say no more, right? And I hope that doesn't happen. Our training staff is incredible. Dave McCune leads that group, but he has such a great staff with him. And then, you know, Jay Butler and his strength staff, they work so well together. And using science to help these guys get better, you know, our nutritionist, it does a great job because there's so many things that they do now that we didn't do the first go around that I think help these guys heal. And it's all a matter of how much they're willing to do to get ready for Friday. And sleep's a big part of it. And that's where we're up against a little bit, right? Because it's final exams. You know, the guys want to do well in school. And you remember when you were in final exams, sometimes you had to stay up late and finish studying or writing a paper or whatever it might be. So yeah, it's crowded, but as I told them this morning in our team meeting, I would want it no other way. It's a great test for us. It puts the chop to a test, and you know, I hope we can pass the test.
Patrick Mulrana from the Press of AC.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Patrick?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to ask, can you please talk a little bit about your resiliency this season among your team? I mean, it seems like in every game, no matter the situation, no matter what the score is, you guys never stop fighting. You always play until the very last minute. If you can just talk on that, and what are you doing as a coach to ensure that happens every week?
Well, Patrick, that's a good question. I think it really is what our culture is all about, right? You talk about family, trust, chop. Family is forget about me, I love you, I sacrifice for you. So when you have a bunch of guys that are playing for each other, right, they're putting the team before themselves, and then you have a bunch of guys who trust one another, they tell the truth and they do the right thing, now you got something cooking, because that's not really the way the world works that much anymore. And if we can do it over and over again, that's what chop's about. We want to be able to just stay on that spot. And, you know, we call them bombs. There's bombs going off right and left. But are you able to stay focused on that spot on the tree and keep swinging? Now, certainly that's a metaphor, but that's our metaphor. And that's what we try to, you know, bring it back to that spot when you get distracted. Bring it back when you get a penalty. Bring it back when you turn the ball over. You can't do anything about that. You can't let the past dictate how your present's going to be. And I think to answer your question about their resiliency, they're learning. I think it's a learned skill. And as a coaching staff and as a program, we all try to help grow at it ourselves, but then help these young people learn a skill that's, I think, much more important than just winning games. Because as we all know, as you get older, life is tough. And you're going to get those spots where it gets a little bit hairy. Can you bring yourself back to focus on really what's the important thing, you know, and keep the main thing the main thing, and then chop away at it. And they're learning that skill. We're not there yet, but they're learning it. And I think that's what helps them in games where the ebbs and flow of a game, that they're working on that skill here for, you know, over 12 months now, and they're getting better at it.
Thank you.
Steve Politi, NJ.com.
Hey, Greg, is Art even a better quarterback than when you first got here, or even at the start of the season? And does his just physical talent, his ability to throw the ball, you know, make it hard to keep him off the field if he starts figuring the rest of the game out?
Well, Art's definitely improved. I think all of our quarterbacks have improved considerably. And I think, I forget who was asking last week, you know, the ones you don't get to see other than warm-ups. And since you can't come, well, yeah, you, no, you're not at the stadium, so you don't see him in warm-ups, do you? So shame on me. So you don't get to see those guys. But we're getting better as a position group, all of them. But Art is certainly part of that position group who I think Art's substantially better than he was when we first arrived. The hard thing was, if you remember, we never got spring ball. So it was hard to you're not allowed to coach him with a football. So, you know, one of the things that's kind of important for a quarterback is that darn ball. So I think the job Sean has done developing the quarterbacks has really been something special. And I think Art has really gotten better. And he's shown that. When he's come in, he's done some really good things. So, as I said, I think that room has a certain chemistry about it, that they're all pulling for each other. And, you know, you saw that in a couple games ago when Johnny was in there doing his thing and Art was, you know, that's genuine. That's real. So I'm encouraged by the room as a whole. And we got to make sure we go out and play well at that position Saturday, because, as you know, in this game, there's no more important position than the quarterback position. He touches it every play. He distributes the ball. If you're playing at a high level at that position, you have a chance to win every week.
Facility, Rutgers Radio Network.
Greg, I know you say you practiced it, but maybe do you have more of an appreciation of that game-tying field goal, the clock running, new kicker, new holder, guys banged up, clocks running, and the way they pulled that off?
Yeah, you know, Fuchs, we practice it a lot. It's something that we do every week, and we've done it since we started, you know, and I think they're very comfortable with it, and they executed it perfectly because it wasn't really a hurry, as you know, right? There was 20-something seconds. We wanted to make sure that we didn't have to go cover a kickoff after it went through the sticks, that, you know what, it was overtime. So they did a great job letting the clock tick down, kicking it right on time, where we didn't have to go defend a kickoff before we get to overtime. So I was really pleased with their execution. That's a different play than the hurry play, where you just got to get out there and kick it. But equally as hard, you know, because now you're standing out there and you're waiting for the darn thing to tick down. So yes, I was pleased, very.
A few more here. Aaron Brightman on the banks.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to ask the challenge from preparing for Nebraska's offense, statistically unique with three non-running backs leading rushing and having to do that in such a short week.
Yeah, you know, Coach Frost has always done a great job with his offense. They're hard to defend. They present several issues, not only in the, you know, in the run game, but also in the pass game. They utilize RPOs, they utilize reliefs. You know, I think that you better stop the running game to have a chance, right? They're gonna run the football in every way imaginable. Quarterback runs, running back runs, reverses, everything that you know a team can do, they have in their repertoire. So, and they change tempos, so they'll speed up, they'll slow down. It is going to be definitely a handful. Coach Smith and the defensive staff are hard at work trying to put together a plan that not only will be effective, but that we can make sure we can master with one less day of preparation. So, yeah, it'll be a challenge, but one that, like I said to our guys, wouldn't want it any other way. It tests everything that we've tried to put in place for the entire time we've been together, And now we got a great test on Friday that we're going to find out.
Take two final questions, James Cratch, and then we'll end with Keith Sardin.
Greg, you mentioned that they have, some of the guys have finals on Fridays. I'm just curious, did you ask the Big Ten to play Saturday? Did they just not honor that request? I mean, and how much, I guess, work did you have to do with the academic staff to make this happen on Friday?
Well, it's current, no, not past tense. We're working through everything as we speak. When you're a member of a conference, there's other things that are involved. I understand that. I was hopeful that we would get a Saturday game because there's much less conflict on Saturday, even though there are finals on Saturday, much less conflict. But, there's a lot of things at work. There's TV, there's matchups, there's the whole shooting match. I was hopeful that we would get Saturday. We didn't. We got to figure out a way to get everything done and to be successful in the game on Saturday.
Keith Sargent?
Greg, assuming, if he is able to come back, are you a storyline guy? I mean, do you have to talk to Noah about the potential of playing in Nebraska and trying to dial it back a little bit, assuming, if he could make it back?
What's a storyline guy? I don't know what that, what do you mean?
Are you intrigued by, everyone's going to be talking about, Noah against Nebraska.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be emotion, Yeah, there'll be emotion, I'm sure. And I'm sure, he, like all of us, he's got pride. He wants to go and play well against his state school back where he lives and one that he played at. But Noah's uniquely mature for his age. He's beyond his years. So, I think that he understands playing the quarterback position is probably the most detailed of maybe anything in sport, right? You could say there's some other things, but in no other sport do you have to be that detailed. Meanwhile, 300-pound men are trying to rip your head off. So that's where details hit the rubber meets the road on the details. He's unique with his maturity. So I think he'll be able to keep that where it needs to be to play effectively. My bigger concern is can we get him healthy enough to play on Saturday? That's what we're hard at work on right now.
Thank you for the time, Coach.
Okay, guys, thank you. Be good.